Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is seeing in color. Over the last few years, even though I started my advisory work mostly working with CTOs and VPs of engineering, I see that I am getting more and more work with VPs of product and CEOs or COOs, oftentimes working alongside them and the technical executive. And that is because, as a whole, product engineering is one unit. You might be splitting it up across several executives, several organizations, but at the end of the day, it is a single unit. That is, product engineering can succeed each one by their own. If engineering fails, so does product, and vice versa. And when I'm talking about seeing in color, it is mostly about the concept that we have to stop trying and see things in black and white, especially when it comes to other people. I'm guessing you know the old adage where if you ask people, the vast majority will tell you that they are better than average drivers, for example, which of course cannot be the case. I think I see the same happening around engineering circles and in product circles, where we treat how others work a lot more harshly than we treat ourselves. So for example, I'm sure that every engineering organization at the end of every sprint has an amazing capability to come up with great excuses as to why things didn't work as they had thought they would. So for example, we just finished a sprint and yeah, we didn't accomplish everything we set out to because Joe was sick, or because this framework Susie was working on turned out to be not as comprehensive as we thought it would, and we had to do a lot of development ourselves, or so on and so forth. We have a lot of excuses. So when product, for example, at the end of the sprint come to us and say, hey, what's going on? Where are our features? You have a bunch of excuses. And you think they're perfectly fine. You have a bunch of reasons. They're not excuses, they're reasons. That's the way it is. Now, let's look at it from the other side and consider what do you and what do your engineers do when product don't seem to have everything perfectly done. You start working on a new feature, you look how it is defined, and oh my God, there are a few edge cases that aren't perfectly laid out. Do you throw a fit? Do you start saying the product don't know how to do the work? And so on. Now, you personally might not be, because I'm assuming you work at a higher level, at a higher altitude. But is this something that you're seeing in your team? And my bet is that most companies still see this. And that's because this is what I'm seeing out there. We tend to be a lot more forgiving to ourselves than we are to others around us. We don't understand the nature of product work as deeply as we understand our work. And that makes us look at them in this black and white. They either do things correctly or they don't. We fail to see things in color, to see things, you know, in 3D, and actually assess what is going on. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Assume that no one is actively trying to harm the company, that no one is incompetent, but people are doing their best and there are reasons. Just like we have reasons for not finishing everything on time, they have reasons as well. And this is the foundation for creating a culture that allows teams to work together, to collaborate, to cooperate, as opposed to creating this adversarial sort of relationship between engineering and product. If you want to create a team that sees in color, whenever you notice this sort of conversation going on, you have to eschew it and ensure that you don't allow people to undervalue what others are doing and dismiss the work that they have put into it. Further, if you can make your teams, your organizations, truly collaborate and work together so that it is not the product people throwing product specs over the wall to the engineering department, but there is real discussion, collaboration going on, so that we define things together, so that when engineers find issues, they work on it with product together. When everything is tight-knit, even if you're not working in an ideal product squad scenario where each team has its own product manager embedded within it, still, when the process is one where we expect and accept this dialogue, where we work together, where we collaborate, and this is not a business transaction, but a team working together, then we can start looking at our counterparts in a way that allows us to view them as they really are, as other human beings doing their best just like we are. Yes, there are scenarios where some specific people might not be up to par. Yes, sometimes things need to be specifically improved. But if you view 100% of the cases, assuming from the get-go that this is the scenario, I can promise you, you are not going to succeed. You're not going to create a team that delivers as fast as it should. Because, frankly, expelling so much energy into maintaining this sort of adversarial mindset is exhausting and counterproductive. So if you want to create a team that is amazing, if you want to triple your impact per engineer, start by creating this sort of collaboration. And if you don't already, that means that you have to have a really trusting and solid relationship with your product counterpart, be it the CPO, the CEO, the whatever-o, I don't care. Make sure that you and them are working together, collaborating, speaking all the time, so that you build rapport and you can actually model the sort of relationship to both of your organizations. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me as always. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. And if you have any questions or comments, I'm always happy to hear from listeners. My email is in the show notes and I answer each email personally. That's it for this week. Thank you. Talk to you soon.